brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next segment, James Dillingpole from the United Kingdom will be joining us. Interesting article, 97% of the greeny weenies funded by big oil. I've known this for a while, but I didn't know it was 97%. I mean, it's just like, if I'm against communism, they go, oil company. Or if I'm for coal, oil company. And then I go research, it's oil companies that want to shut down coal because it's their competition. I own no coal, no oil, no natural gas, zero interest in it. But it doesn't matter. They just go, yeah, you know you do, you piece of trash. I'm like, okay, you like your power prices doubling. You like America shutting down and Europe shutting down because globalists own China and are moving all the jobs there. Okay. All right. Boy, you're really showing me the evil oil company, man. We're going to be getting into all that with him for about 45 minutes or so. And then I'm going to get into another, going back to England. Celebrity arrests could soar after horrified police discover Jimmy Savile's secret lair at Record Shop. Anyone know what's wrong with the BBC? They've been arresting other people over there for sex crimes. A very nasty group of people. I'm not saying all of them, but at the top, it is a real... Take one look at Savile. I mean, he looks like the guy driving an ice cream truck around trying to grab kids. I mean, if I was casting for a pedophile in a movie, that's who I'd look for, something like that. I mean, that guy makes your skin crawl. And there's more on that, how it ties into an article up on Infowars.com. Foster care system traps children into vicious cycles of sex abuse. Yeah, they're designed for that. And then we'll also continue this article that I mentioned but haven't gotten to yet. DARPA to genetically engineer humans by adding the 47th chromosome. And they brought us the internet. They brought us Skynet. They brought us the drones. They brought us the television with the telescreens watching us. By the way, that's in CNN today. That, oh, your TV is watching you. Oh, it's been doing it for a long time, huh? Tracks everything you do, has built-in cameras, microphones. It's for your safety. Oh, you talked about getting a pressure cooker to cook some food in. We don't know the name of that food. We SWAT teamed you. That happened yesterday. We're listening. We're watching. Then they have the CIA director tell Congress, or the NSA director, we don't spy. We don't listen to anybody. And they go, but you admit you do. Oh, I'm sorry, I lied. And then he goes to the Black Hat hacking conference and goes, talks in like this space alien voice of, we're not doing anything illegal. We're protecting freedom. Everybody's like, what is he, a robot? I mean, it's just crazy people. I mean, we've just got a bunch of crazy control freaks running around. And we've got the CPS manuals we've shown here where they say the family is archaic. It must be done away with. What are your SWAT teams going to take care of the kids? I mean, it's just like, I know you're all dressed up. It's just like a status symbol. I'm a bureaucrat. I'm a SWAT team. I'm a greeny weenie with my clipboard. It's like they've all arrived and we haven't. And they're all now the new upper class, the new royalty. And you know, the banksters, the globalists above the law, festooning themselves and all their royal regalia. And I just had enough of it. I want you off my back, out of my life. You know what I hate about big government and tyranny? It's all the knuckle-dragging scum that I'd never associate with, that I'd never go water skiing with, that I'd never go camping with, that I'd never go out to the bar with, that I'd never go to a movie with, that I'd never talk to you, I'd never look at you, I don't want to be around you, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're pathetic, you're mindless, you come from scum-filled families, you're failures, and now you want to waddle around the piles of crap you are and tell me how to run my life while you siphon everything off of me, telling me how great you are, you can go straight to hell, you hear me? Good people are going to crush you. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it. And I hope you understand nothing on earth is going to stop it, you degenerates. And I'll tell you the great solace in all of this is, in the final equation, you know you're losers that serve the system. You know you're scum. You know you're pathetic. And you know we don't want to associate with you. And you're not invited to the party. And winners don't want to be around you. So go form your societies of pedophiles and scum. Because it'll never stop the fact that you're piles of dog crap. James Dillingpole, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And we are the heart of the resistance worldwide from inside the globalist occupied United States and the main resistance system, Texas, recognized worldwide, one of the last final systems not seized by the globalists completely. We broadcast to everyone with salutations of liberty and freedom from the former United States. I am in FEMA Region 6. Unbelievable, under obvious globalist surveillance here in the technocratic state that we call the New World Order. I wanted to get James Dillingpole on last week when I saw his article. He's an English columnist, best-selling author, novelist who writes for, among other publications, The Times, The Daily Telegraph, and The Spectator. He's published many books and novels and political books as well. He describes himself as being a libertarian conservative. James is the winner of the 2010 Bastat Prize for Online Journalism, jamesdillingpole.com. And I always read his stuff in the London Telegraph. And the reason I wanted to get him on is I saw this headline, 97% of climate activists in the pay of big oil, shock. Another one, Halliburton pleads guilty to destroying evidence after Gulf spill. That's just some of what we're going to be going over with him today. But it's been 4 years since the Copenhagen event, when we got the emails of them all basically meeting with the UN and universities to fix things and hide the decline in temperature. Since then, just more and more has come out where Pachauri is shutting down steel plants and coal plants in England and then getting money to move them to India, or Obama pays $21 billion of taxpayer money to ship General Motors to China. I mean, they're not just shutting us down. They're having us pay to be shut down to collectivize us. And now they've got 101 million Americans on some form of food assistance. People are waking up to a certain extent, but does it matter if there's no jobs? And the regulations are written where you go on the government dole. So I want to discuss that with him as well. But, you know, I personally and my family and my wife, you name it, get zero money from oil, natural gas. I own no stocks. I mean, I've got some family that's got tiny gas wells on part of their property where they get like, you know, $500 a month or something. But it's actually natural gas, I find, on average, lobbying to shut down coal, too, because they're in competition with it. The coal lobby ought to pay me some money, and I tell you what. But I promote coal because it's clean burning now. All that comes out is water and carbon dioxide. So they listed carbon dioxide as toxic. But China has no controls and builds three new ones a week, while we have more than three shut down a week. And our power prices go up and up and up. They've shut down three of the Austin-owned power plants in the last 5 years, and they're shutting the final one down. And they admit in the paper our power prices have doubled in 5 years. Doubled. Doubled. And, I mean, you talk about hurting poor people. It's like Obama with Obamacare raising payroll tax. I mean, this is devastating stuff. And just watching America be turned off is painful to me. It's very, 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 very painful to see this happening. And so I wanted to get James Dillingpole on about that, because their only response of the fake environmentalists to ignore all the serious issues like overfishing, open air genetic engineering, things I have a real problem with when they're not done properly, is you work for big oil. And they just say it as a mantra. And then every time I turn around, it's BP. It's Dutch Royal Shell. It's ExxonMobil. It's Texaco. It's Valero. It's funding it, underwriting it. And I learned they're shutting down coal. They're shutting down all their competition. They don't want new refineries built. They own all the, this has come out in the Associated Press. They didn't just hijack it. It's like, well, of course they're trying to fund us to control us. No. They made the modern environmental movement. And Dillingpole's done some major research on this. And it just shows what an incredible double cross this is, and how the big oil companies try to use environmental laws to shut down the smaller wildcats, too. So it's really amazing. James, thank you for coming on with us to talk about this. And I want to, in general, get into other things that are happening in the collectivization and how we try to turn that around and where you think Obama's going. But first off, let's get into your article, 97% of climate activists in the pay of big oil, and explain how this works from your research perspective.
Well, Alex, I think we take with a pinch of salt that figure, 97%. I was using it to mock this claim, which you must have seen widely relayed on the internet and constantly put out by the warmists, that apparently
that big oil funds 97% of people saying it. And,
you know. Yeah, but the environmentalists are always telling us that 97% of climate scientists believe in man-made global warming. And when you look at the number of scientists who actually believe this stuff, it doesn't stack up. It's basically the result of rigged surveys. The first one,
it's a small amount of UN insiders.
Well, exactly. You look at the figures and you realize that it's something like about 75 climate scientists said, yes, I think that man-made carbon dioxide is contributing to climate change. Well, almost everyone thinks that. It means absolutely nothing. Of course, it's possible that CO2 contributes to climate change.
But sure. I mean, I understand it's tongue-in-cheek in your article, but you actually link to where most of them are funded by big oil, though.
It's certainly true that the oil industry's record in the war against environmentalist nonsense has not been good. You mentioned the BP oil spill. I mean, let's deal with that one now. Why did the BP oil spill happen? It's because in the 90s, BP decided that it would greenwash its image. It would rebrand itself as something called Beyond Petroleum, and it would start pushing for renewables, and it would start investing heavily in the solar industry and get away from this dirty oil which was killing the planet, and it would be green and caring and nurturing. Well, the fact is that once you stop once you give up on your core business and start going down this crazy environmentalist route, certain problems arise. And one of the things that BP did was it cut back on its core business. It cut back on health and safety. Over a period of 5 years, it had three major accidents culminating in the BP oil spill. Why did this happen? Because it was pretending to be a green company. It should have stuck to its business and acknowledged that it should stick to what it's good at, which is drilling for oil. And there are countless examples of this from across the energy sector. I mean, the article you quoted was about a guy called Dana Nucciatelli. Now, Dana Nucciatelli is one of the green movement's attack dogs. He writes a column in the Guardian newspaper, one of the greenest newspapers there is, always putting out enviro scare stories, and no one puts out enviro scare stories more aggressively than Dana Nucciatelli. Anyway, what this guy has been keeping very, very quiet is the fact that he works for, guess what? An oil company, a company called Tetra Tech, which is heavily involved in mining and oil exploration. Now, strangely, he didn't think to mention this.
Well, look at Al Gore and Occidental and all that. I mean, it's incredible. Al Gore is a huge oilman.
Yeah, exactly. And where did Al Gore sell his TV company to? He sold out to Big Oil, much to the delight of some of his green acolytes. But there was another example in the news the other day. You remember Professor Phil Jones, the guy at the Climatic Research Unit, one of the stars of the Climate Gate email?
Yes.
You remember him? Well, I found this glorious picture of Professor Phil Jones sandwiched between some Saudi oil men. This guy has now landed himself a gig at the Center of Excellence for Climate Change Research, Department of Meteorology, King Abdul Aziz University, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Well, let's stop right there. I'm sure that's in a new article you did. Give us the headline. We'll put it in for TV viewers, and so for radio listeners can find it. What's the headline?
Well, it's let's have a look. It's at a site called Tall Blokes Talk Shop. Professor Phil Jones and King Abdul Aziz University, Saudi Arabia.
So Professor Phil Jones and Saudi Arabia. Just type that in, guys. It'll come up.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It's the hypocrisy of these people beggars belief.
Well, don't they just get involved in this so that the big oil and big groups can choose the winners and losers? Because, I mean, the AP back in 2000 reported that the top 10 big oil men said, let's actually fund enviro groups to shut down new refinery construction so only we have refineries to create an artificial bottleneck. I mean, that's when I first learned about this.
Yeah, I think it's true of big corporations generally, that big corporations are the enemy of free markets. They are the enemy of small businesses. They love regulation. They love big government because they can wear all the compliance costs.
Yeah, they can navigate it and nobody else can.
Exactly, and they can move their operations from country to country to circumvent this. This is the great advantage of being a multinational. They can get away with stuff that small local businesses cannot. They use regulation as a way of shutting down their competitors. So it's in their interest that they've got all these kind of greenies campaigning for more regulation. They are not our friends. They are not the friends of the little man. It is, as you rightly say, a stitch-up between governments and corporations. And we are the people who suffer. You mentioned earlier President Obama and the rising energy prices in the US. Now, you remember a few years ago, President Obama gave an infamous speech where he talked about how energy prices would necessarily skyrocket. Just look up Obama skyrocket.
And he said, if you start to build a coal plant, we will bankrupt you.
Yeah, he wants energy to get more expensive because of this green emission, the idea that energy is somehow bad for us, that we shouldn't use aircon, we shouldn't use refrigerators.
Well, that's like telling the Africans they can't have it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and also, the energy industry generally, you have, for example, Gazprom in Russia, Gazprom, the biggest natural gas producer in Russia, is busy funding the anti-fracking industry because they see it as a rival. Then you've got...
Exactly. Stay there. Let's talk about that. Absolutely. I've learned that big oil's funding the anti-fracking movement, and I'm not for some fracking. Some people do it wrong. But the point is they're hyping it to shut down wildcats.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Thank you for joining us on this August 2nd, 2013, Friday worldwide broadcast. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with a Sunday transmission. And back tonight with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock. for everybody at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. James Dilling Pohl, syndicated columnist at Rice London Telegraph, and, of course, best-selling author, joins us. You were just getting into something that real libertarians and conservatives and freedom lovers, for me, is the number one mission. Just what I've discovered in 18 years, it's like discovering, you know, the sun comes up in the morning. It's just a fact that big mega money almost always teams up with government to shut down its competition and create controlled markets. And if you see billionaires that made their own money, the system will all organize against them and go after them like a pack of piranhas. And this is the message we've got to get to the left, who is anti-wealth. They don't even understand it's the ultra-rich allied with them and this collectivization to make them dependent because they don't want competition. So please continue with the just incredible, not even hypocrisy, but the organized takeover of the economy, the smart meters, the they're announcing everywhere, the 200-square-foot coffin apartments where they raise your taxes and energy prices where you can only live in that. I mean, this is really feudalism.
Yeah, I think one of the big questions of our time, Alex, is why aren't capitalists defending capitalism? And the answer, unfortunately, I think, is that a lot of people within capitalism have given up on free markets. They see no future in it. I think that people are so despairing of the future of the global economy that they are like vultures feeding on the rotting carcass that remains of our global economic system, and they are using government regulation to pick up what little bits of meat there are, of rotting meat there are left. In other words, no one's sticking up for small businessmen building up their businesses and unencumbered by government regulation. Now what you have is the big companies teaming up with the Obama administration and getting what they can while they still can, which is why you get situations like Solyndra. What is it? $500 million of U.S. taxpayers' money just urinated up against the wall to no purpose whatsoever.
Oh, and some of the companies they funded just opened a P.O. box and never did anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the inevitable byproduct of a world which no longer believes in capitalism. What's left is this disgusting thing called corporatism. These people, some of the worst apologists for the environmental movement, in my experience, are executives from the oil companies. They really do not care whether energy prices are being driven up. They do not care about people dying in fuel poverty. They pay lip service to this stuff, but actually all they think about is the bottom line.
Let's talk about these numbers. I know Lord Monckton said it would kill a billion people if they put the Copenhagen Treaty in, that even raised taxes more in the third world than the West, and it was all a big double cross. But if they had their Agenda 21 plan, if they were able to roll it all out, it'll make those of us here all poor. Poor people, really poor, middle class poor, upper middle class, just, you know, rich. I mean, it affects everybody except the insiders. What would happen, though, for people in the third world? They're living at subsistence. Isn't this a death sentence if all this goes through?
Undoubtedly. We've seen the most terrible stories going on in certain countries in Africa, for example, where villages have been cleared and burned out and people have been killed in order to make way for these carbon sinks, these supposed tree plantations, which are supposed to offset global warming. There was something I came upon today. Do you remember that terrible video that backfired on the internet? It was called Splattergate.
Yeah, blowing the kids up. Yeah, they're going to murder the kids. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Franny Armstrong, the impeccably middle class English woman, environmental campaigner who was responsible for that movie, has written this newsletter to all her enviro friends, and at the end she says, "Should we stockpile cyanide? You think I'm exaggerating, but a close friend of mine who has four children said she plans to kill herself and them when it comes to it." These environmentalists are dangerous. They are talking nonsense. Whoa. On the basis of junk science. They are trying to scare us rigid into taking this concerted global action to what ultimately will result in the destruction of the capitalist
system.
James,
stay there. We got to come back. This is breaking. For those that don't know, they showed students who wouldn't accept carbon taxes blown up by their teacher. hailed by the UK government, and now the head of this is saying stockpile cyanide like Joseph Goebbels to kill your children. That's what Joseph Goebbels did. I'm telling you, folks, this is a death cult of loonies.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to show you a short clip of Splattergate here for TV viewers. Radio listeners may remember a few years ago. These are TV ads that ran before movies in England and on the internet showing school children blown up and murdered. Those were shown to children if they didn't accept carbon taxes. We have that clip ready? Let's go ahead and play a clip of Splattergate here.
No pressure at all, but it'd be great to get a sense of how many of you might do this. Just a rough percentage. That's fantastic. And there's not. Philip and Tracy. That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
They don't accept carbon taxes. She hits the button and kills them.
Thank you so much for today, and I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, just before you go, I just need to press
the power trip.
This little button here.
Now, oh, they murder them.
Please remember to read chapters 5
and then it shows them murdering football players, business people,
except for Philip and Tracy.
It goes on and on.
Right, just want to check on that 1010 thing.
Yeah, who's going to go along with the environmental carbon taxes? And those that say no, they kill them. Now, they've called in the Guardian for environmental fascism. They call it that. And it's time to have rationing, of course, for themselves, the socialists in France, over 100% taxes for the general public this last year to bankrupt people, but they're all exempt. That's a big scandal, but nobody got in trouble. They have the troops, they have the guns. And Dillingpole just sent me the article that one of his friends sent him from her internal Kickstarter program of the lady that was behind that video and that program with 1010. Talking about reportedly cyanide. So I want you to read from that because Dr. Eric Pianca at UT broke down crying at the Texas Academy of Sciences. He's gotten national awards and international awards in Europe. In fact, I think Prince Philip has been at one of his events. No, it was Prince Charles. And he projected a PowerPoint of skulls, a photo actually of the Khmer Rouge. And the FBI even went and talked to him. He's there with the biology department at UT at the time. And he said, it's sad, but he and his family are ready to die. Soon the airborne Ebola will be released. And then I had his graduate students send me threatening emails, and I would check their name and find them working at bioweapon labs in white coats, you know, graduating a decade ago. So I found the exception is someone in the biology department nowadays that doesn't say kill all humans or 90% like Pianca. And that, and so we have her in her own little email attributed to her saying we need to have cyanide ready on hand for our children. Please read from it for folks.
Yeah, okay. She writes to her fans. She says, you probably heard the appalling news that for the first time in human history, the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has just passed 400 parts per million, which means that we are heading for an even worse scenario than the one we depicted in The Age of Stupid. That was a film she made, you know, another Enviro scare movie she made earlier on. And she says, so what the hell are we all going to do now? Should we pile pressure onto the UN in the hope that they defy all expectations and finally make the international agreement needed to slash global emissions? Should we start a national strike, bringing the country to a standstill until the government goes onto a war footing on climate change? Should we all go into survivalist mode, buying up guns and fortifying our homes? It sounds extreme, but it's not a coincidence that people working on climate change are buying pieces of land far away from centers of population to move their families. And on and on she goes like this. And then she mentions this friend of hers, this friend, she says, should we stockpile cyanide? You think I'm exaggerating, but a close friend of mine who has 4 children said she plans to kill herself and them when it comes to it, in a Goebbels style. Isn't it great?
Simply amazing. And we're going to show a text document of that newsletter on screen. This is really like a Hale Bopp cult. And meanwhile, they're not worried about any of the real issues that are going on because I'm concerned about nuclear weapons proliferation. Some of the GMO stuff's real, a real problem. But, I mean, they're just, we've got to tax carbon dioxide. But then the obvious lie, even NASA and all the scientists that have done ice core, mud core, they all know that carbon dioxide has, we're in a carbon dioxide low range. I've seen reports that it's been over 100 times higher before. And I mean, what are they talking about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In the Holocene Optimum, it was there were many times more. There was significantly more carbon dioxide than there is now. And guess what happened? The Earth was much greener than it is now. Indeed, the fact that CO2 has been rising these last few decades, what's happened is that the planet has got much, much greener. It's easier to grow vegetation with high CO2 levels. That's why in industrial greenhouses, they pump in significant quantities of CO2 to help the tomatoes grow and so on. CO2 is our friend. CO2 is plant food. Any serious scientist knows this. By the way, can I credit my excellent friend Philim McAleer, director of a fantastic film called Frack Nation, who sent me that scary email from Franny Armstrong. And can I also point out, Alex, this is what shocks me about that Splattergate movie that we saw earlier on and this woman, the people involved in this were not kind of your average scary eco-fascist loons. These were respectable people like Gillian Anderson, you know, the girl from the X-Files, the actress. She was in the Splattergate movie. Tom York, Radiohead, they did the soundtrack to it. You had famous football players from various
and
teams.
They mean, I mean, the main thing is a lot of people, they get involved, mean well. And
oh, they
so
mean
it just,
so well.
But have you not noticed in the leadership of these groups, it's really more like a eugenics death cult?
I think it is a eugenics death cult. And actually, it's no coincidence that a lot of the people who were big into eugenics in the 40s and 50s graduated to environmentalism in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, they admit that that's they changed the name of the journals over to that. They admitted that was the strategy, yeah.
At the heart of environmentalism is a deep misanthropy, a deep suspicion of the human race, this generalized feeling that we do not belong on the planet. We should really do the planet a favor and wipe ourselves all out.
Right, let's be clear. We don't belong. We're only there to pay taxes and serve the kleptocrat control freak class. They are the guardians. They need to continue on.
Oh yeah, Ted Turner will inherit the earth, of course, while the rest of us die. I mean, Ted Turner's buying up whole swathes of America, while we're all driven into poverty because of the environmentalist causes.
Yeah, what do you make of Prince Charles saying, "Don't take a hot shower," and then getting money to heat their palaces, and then old ladies have to get on buses to stay warm? Came out last year because their gas is turned off. I mean, how does a prince with literally billions of pounds of stuff come out and tell people, when he's got dozens of jets and valets and all this, that we shouldn't be able to take a hot shower?
Yeah, well, the scary thing is, Alex, that this guy is our future king. I'm hoping the Queen will reign forever so that Prince Charles never gets to take over, because it is extraordinary, as you say, the hypocrisy. He jetted over a few years ago to Rio de Janeiro with his massive entourage to tell us that we had just 100 months left to save the world. He travels in one of the world's most expensive sports cars, an Aston Martin, but hey, it's okay because it's powered by biofuels. And this guy has the temerity to lecture us on how to live our lives more frugally, more eco-friendly.
Unbelievable. Let's get back to fracking, because again, there are cases where you got some of these companies in areas that are being sloppy, getting into water tables. But from what I've actually gone and researched, a lot of this stuff, when they're going 10,000 feet down, they're not even near water tables. They've got to concrete it in. They're getting the oil, and then you've discovered, and I've seen the articles, that a lot of big oil, the Saudis, the Russians, they do not want Texas, especially where I live, getting its own oil.
Look, if the Environmental Protection Agency, which I think we can agree is about as close to eco-Nazism as it gets, if even they cannot find serious evidence to show that fracking is dangerous, then I think we can be fairly confident that fracking is not a real problem. Look, the only reason that the American economy right now is not tanking more than it currently is, the only reason is that it has been saved by shale gas and shale oil. That has brought down the cost of energy. It has made American jobs more competitive.
And that's on record. That's on record. They're not debating that.
No. It means that no longer is American industry offshoring. Industry is now coming back to America. America has been saved by shale oil and shale gas. And there are lots of vested interests which do not like this. Everything from the green movement campaigning for more useless renewable energy like ugly, landscape-destroying, sleep-disturbing, health-ruining wind farms.
Hold on. Before your cat leaves, I see it in the background behind you there. It's about to jump off. Before your cat leaves, the fake PETA people and the rest of it are actually a bunch of eugenicists, and I know because I've had family that actually worked and got into the upper sanctum before they got deprogrammed and woke up and got out of it. Very few have actually gotten into the upper sanctum. All the stuff that exposed PETA a few years ago actually came from my wife, but she didn't write the book on it. They used the book primer to actually do the investigations and find out it was true. In fact, a lot of what she said is not even known because it's so over the top that people wouldn't believe it. But they are really the Animal Liberation Front, basically, And it's not even about animals. It's about, again, letting governments say they have a vote because they vote for the animals. But then they say you shouldn't be allowed to have a cat or a dog, and they're going to have to be gotten rid of, and that it should be outlawed for you to have a domesticated animal. So that also ties into feeding animals. Your own animal is bad. You're going to have to give up your cat. What's its name, James?
It's called Runty.
Oh, my gosh. I can tell that cat likes you. Well, what, you put it out for the interview, or it would be on the keyboard right now?
I'm trying to get in with the animal freaks. You know, maybe they won't come around and kill me when they see that I've got a pet that I care about.
But actually, a lot of the environmentalists are saying they're going to get rid of domesticated animals.
Well, I suppose you've got sort of various factions, the pro-pet faction and the anti-pet faction. Maybe they'll slug it out and kill each other.
Well, that's a nice. That was a nice cat. Looks pretty friendly.
Hello. Shall I let him in?
Absolutely. Let's talk to this Al-Qaeda sympathizer. Oh, my goodness. I like cats, but my wife, we got four dogs. And when I first met her, she had two cats, and they got old and died. But I said, look, no more animals. So I'm like holding the line at a bunch of fish and lizards my kids have and four dogs.
And snakes. I like snakes as well.
Well, of course, they don't want global warming. They're hoping for an ice age, the snakes.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it is simply insane. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on and all the points you've made. We've been talking now for about 5-6 years in closing. Obviously, everywhere I talk to people on the street and I see worldwide, people are waking up that this is really just a power grab, a new priesthood that wants us to have to pay indulgences to them. But even though we're waking people up and winning the statistical battle in the polls, they've already taken over the governments and are just moving forward. A, do you agree with that? And then B, how do we deal with that then?
Well, I think the two things we've got in our favor are talk radio shows like yours and the internet. It's the truth is on our side, and that's the glorious thing. No longer can these people close down the argument by hiding behind their bastions of authority. We can. I mean, why did Climategate happen? Climategate happened because of the internet. Otherwise, these institutions would have kept all this information to themselves. They'd have said, oh, no, we, it's a breach of protocol. We can't release information. Now the information is out there for those who want to find it. And there was a hunger. People, I think libertarianism is actually a very powerful movement. And I think it's growing all the time, thanks to shows like yours, thanks to stuff that I write on the internet. I think together we can beat these bastards, Alex. Can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
I have there's another website I write for called bogpaper.com, bogpaper.com, and that includes some of my more out there libertarian stuff. We're fighting back. We're not going to let these people crush us, because they are evil and we are the keepers of truth, and we believe in freedom, and freedom is a cause worth fighting for and dying for.
Well, absolutely. And when you break in politically into what these people really think, you're like, wow, we've heard of these people before in history. And the Hitler analogy is overused, but he was a socialist, eugenicist, enviro nut.
I think we don't have to use Hitler. We can talk about ourselves as we are like the Greek states against the Persians at Salamis. You know, the world's fate hung in the balance then, but who won Salamis? It was the freedom fighters, the Greeks. It wasn't the Persian tyrants.
Let's absolutely. Absolutely. I just think we have to realize these are not liberals.
No,
I mean,
not.
I consider myself to be a classical Thomas Jefferson style liberal.
Yeah.
And these people are the opposite of that. And I'm sick of them stealing the label liberal. They are not liberal. They are authoritarian control freaks.
But there's always been that divide between the Puritan control freaks and the freedom lovers. And let's just hope the good guys win.
All right, James Dillingpole, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes along with his carbon-emitting cat. That cat has flatulence, and it eats food. It eats meat, which is bad for the earth. So I call for his cat to be executed along with the Hitler dog. And by the way, I meant to tell Dillingpole, no kidding, they're banning paper bags. You can't say the word brown paper bag day in Seattle, or you're a racist, or the word citizen. By the way, I played that in the first hour. That article's up on Infowars.com. I am not joking. I mean, this is the out of control stuff that we're talking about here. Briefly, I wanted to, well, when we come back in the next segment, I will refocus and get to the news. There's a bunch of big breaking news that is up on Infowars.com that I want to get to when we come back. But just very, very briefly, please remember that we have the new August magazine out that's talking about political correctness and brainwashing and the race war they're trying to start. Very powerful. That's just the cover. A bunch of other issues are covered in the August issue. You can get a 12-month subscription. It's a great gift subscription to give friends and family. 12 big color magazines coming to them. If that won't wake them up, really nothing will. Give it to your police department. Give it to your local library. We sell them at cost because it's an outreach. You can also buy them in bulk at cost. I printed 30,000 extra of the July issue that has 10 free bumper stickers in it. So get that while supplies last as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And please don't forget, it's the water that the globalists are adding all the crud to carry out their eugenics operations. And it's the water, regardless, that's so toxic, whether you think it's fracking or the Easter Bunny. The point is, you need to get a ProPure, the best gravity-fed filter out there. 10% off with promo code WATER, one place, InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, there's not just the nightly news, ladies and gentlemen, and the radio show. There is the Sunday radio show, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be live, as I am most Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. It's always there. Sometimes the best of it. Last month or and a half or so, I've been live. So PrisonPlanet.tv as well tonight with the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. One membership is 11 membership.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Bring in this article that's up on Infowars.com. Gun Company displays largest caliber rifle ever created with bullets that cost up to $40 each. It is a .905 caliber. You'll need two things, muscle and cash. And it says that each round costs $40. Well, if we make it a popular gun, it won't cost that anymore. But let me give folks some of the other headlines up on Infowars.com. Watchdog group sues for details of Obama's luxury holidays. The guy that says you shouldn't be able to have a hot shower or air conditioner. News editor fired for headline critical of Obama. That's right. You don't do that in the new Soviet states of freedom. Small town police are tooling up with elite military hardware. Foster care system traps children into vicious cycle of sex abuse. War, murder, rape. Blame climate change, Kurt Nemo article. Arkansas arms teachers in schools. Hiding and locking the doors is not a plan. Wow, some common sense out of a public school. I must have died and gone to America. Celebrities as symbols, a great John Rappaport article, and how the NSA manipulates language to mislead the public. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And after the show today, we're going to post another article dealing with a group of veterans that overthrew a corrupt government in just the last 60 years in America that nobody ever really talks about or hears about. We're going to be posting some key information on that very soon to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I did a lot of open phones this week. I didn't today on the Friday show. I will open the phones up Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And I didn't get to some of the news I wanted to cover, like, you know why I didn't cover this yesterday today? Subconsciously, I just don't want to cover it. A secret room with all the list of the hundreds of children supplied to world leaders and tortured and dead bodies they were having sex with. I can't make this up. That's the Mirror and Telegraph are all reporting it. Celebrity arrests could soar after horrified police discover Jimmy Savile's secret lair at record shop. Top BBC guy, best friends with Prince Charles. And brags that he was their special confidant. He had the highest security clearance, could go anywhere in the royal areas he wanted to. It was a total perv that wore silk underwear in public at children events with gold chains hanging around his neck. I mean, just the most, I mean, just like, I would expect going to hell being surrounded by people that look and act like this guy. Obviously psychopathic eyes. If you saw this guy at the playground, you would call the police. I mean, just flaming scumbag. Just over the top, out of control, degenerate demon, and he ran children's charities and CPS in England. And folks, it didn't just end for my sources with raping dead children's bodies or raping small children who were alive and getting all of his Queenie awards and knighthoods and the rest of it. It was slitting kids' throats is the word. Oh, look at that face! You don't think he slit children's throats, would you? I mean, look at the photo below that, how crazy he is. I mean, I got to be honest with you. If I saw a guy like that walking down the street, I'd run into a few people like that. I mean, I'm not a violent person, usually, till you mess with me, but I want to kill people. But look, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm being honest. I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm just saying, you know, looking at that, put that image back up on screen for TV viewers. No, not that one. That one right there. Now, if a guy looked at you like that, wouldn't you say, hey, I mean, get back. And don't you just want to punch him with an uppercut, full power, a full power right uppercut right into the nose. Don't drive the nose into the brain by shoving up and in. You go all the way up and can get the entire nose right off the face. And I'm not a sadist until it comes to people like that. And then I just absolutely just, oh, it's his eyes looking at me. That is the devil right there. I absolutely... Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine just, rah, yeah, yeah. Come on, we can do it. I want to manufacture and sell dartboards of that. No, but it gives it too much attention. To think about what he did to children, I mean, it's a normal instinct. I mean, that's a predator right there. And I've seen the CPS at family court when I've covered it. They're all there. When they grab the little kid and the parents cry, they all do the Savile face. And you know that kid's getting gang raped tonight. Unfortunately, folks, we got to help the innocents and face the demons that have taken over.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.